Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the third week of Easter, and from the United States we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching is entitled Awaiting Hunger.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw them, and I will raise them on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of our God. Carol Stuhlmuller says, "We must have confidence that God is always drawing us closer to Jesus. He says that in each moment of our lives, God is summoning us from hate or displeasure to love or joy, from fear to peace, from isolation to companionship, from sin to grace, from being good to being much better." In this Easter season, the Word of God invites us to celebrate seeing Jesus everywhere in this springtime of our lives. Our prayer is filled with gratitude and new hope. Richard Rohr says that the mystery of Eucharist clarifies and delineates Christianity from other religions of the world. "We have many things in common, but Christianity is the only religion that says that God became a human body. God became flesh. Our theological word for that is the incarnation, the enfleshment." He says it is much easier for God to convince bread of what it is than for God to convince us. Incarnation is rather shocking. He did not say, "Think about this, fight about this, stare at this." But he said, "Eat this." This was and is a dynamic interactive event that makes one out of two. Gandhi has said, "There are so many people in the world that God could only come into the world in the form of food. It's wonderful that God could enter our lives not just in the form of sermons or the biblical word, but in food." Rohr cautions us about making the Eucharist meal something to define membership instead of to proclaim grace and gift. Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Whoever, not whoever is worthy. Thérèse of Lisieux said, it all comes down to confidence and gratitude. So we are to celebrate the Eucharist with immense gratitude and deep joy for such unearned grace. All we are invited to do is kneel or bow in gratitude and then stand in confidence. I remain in awe and in deep gratitude for this gift of bread. I am very aware that we indeed must be about giving bread to our sisters and brothers throughout the world. St. Augustine said, "Christ is the bread awaiting hunger." Eucharist is about giving over and over again. Eucharist is presence, encountering presence, mutuality, vulnerability. There is nothing, Rohr says, to prove, protect, or to sell. All that we can do is be present. God is the food, and all that we have to do is provide the hunger and then give in turn to those who are hungry. We need to empty ourselves so as to make room inside of us for another presence. Can we truly embrace and receive Jesus' word to all of us? "The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world."